The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to My Two Cents. My name is Marianne Stanley, and I invite you to look at some of today's most pressing issues through an entirely different lens than that used by the corporate-owned media. Our focus will be on old-time journalism. In other words, on getting to the truth by referencing facts and sources. Stay tuned and see if you've had a hunger that nothing else could satisfy. Until now, that is. I can't help but think that we've become the new Frankenstein, that we're like a scientist in his laboratory, perhaps trying to create a new life, trying to do something different that's not been done before, but perhaps knowing all along that what's being created instead is a monster. Our country was once known far and wide and everywhere as being full of industrious and friendly people who looked out not only for each other, but who looked out for others in the world. We were among the first to send aid in times of tragedy, in times of trouble, or natural disasters. We showed friendliness, and people talked about how friendly Americans were. But that's not happening today. Instead, we've become hostile. So hostile to each other that we're allowing things to happen to each other that are barbaric at best, and inconceivable at worst. We're allowing people to lose their jobs and then blaming them for that. We're allowing people to be forced out of their homes and blaming them for that. We're allowing so many millions of our own children, 17 million of our children, to go to bed hungry and blaming their families for that, instead of taking a good, long, hard, honest look at our policies and at ourselves and how hardened our hearts are becoming in this time of difficulty. You know a nation not by how they perform when everything is easy. You know a nation or you know a person by how they do when times get tough. And we're not doing so well. We're not getting an A on our report card. We're getting probably not even a C. We turn our backs on people who have done us no harm. The very fact that America was one of the first to put together treaties that barred any ill treatment of prisoners way back in the 40s should make you wonder what has happened in the time span that has elapsed to lead us now to the horrors of Abu Ghraib, with tying people into big balls, stretched over each other, tied together in painful positions, naked, humiliating them, spitting on them, dragging them around the floor on a leash, letting them think we're going to electrocute them. What's wrong with us? That's not the America we used to be. That's not the kind of Americans we used to be. And it's not the kind of Americans we like to think of ourselves as being even now. And yet, is it really much different than what was done at Abu Ghraib with what is happening today to the people at the bottom, to the people who are out of work and can't help that through no fault of their own, the corporations have abused their power and have shipped jobs overseas to create sweatshops there, abusing the citizens of those countries while depriving Americans of the jobs that they had and that they deserved to have so that they can take care of their own families. Americans are independent. We don't like to be dependent on others. We're not standing in lines hoping for handouts. We don't want to be on welfare. To even suggest that just shows the power of the pundits. It shows the power of media to twist our minds into believing things that just simply are not true. Look at the immigration debate. We would be dead over here without the immigrants who come in. What we like to call those of us who are less tolerant and less knowledgeable, the ones we like to call the illegal aliens, as though they herald from some far-out galaxy and another planet entirely and are not human like we are. The illegals, the people who come here. First of all, we're all illegals. There isn't an inch of America that wasn't stolen from the Native Americans who were here first. We came in, we obliterated entire tribes of people, entire nations, in order to claim this land as our own. We were anything but respectful and respectable. Now, when we depend on the people from Mexico to come in and to pick our crops, to do a lot of our hard labor, to clean the hotels, to pluck the chickens in the South that then are marketed through Tyson Foods or with Kentucky Fried Chicken, we rely on people to do things that we don't want to do and that we wouldn't do for the wages that are paid and under the conditions that they're forced to work. And at the same time, because this isn't being told to us or shown to us, we buy into the very flip, very callous story that illegals are coming here and taking our jobs, that they go on welfare and they take advantage of our system. First of all, no one can be on welfare in this country unless they can prove they're a citizen. So that just blows that whole thing right out the window right there. But it isn't being told. And the media, which used to correct fallacies, which used to inform people to tell them what they needed to know, has abdicated its responsibility and left us in the dark, creating a lot more misunderstanding that leads to a lot more intolerance and a lot more false beliefs than we would have otherwise. We can blame the media, but it would be wrong of us to only blame the media, because it's us too. We are not checking things out ourselves. There are documentaries out there that are available to all of us that tell the story of immigrants, that tell the story of Mexicans coming into our country. Are you aware, for instance, that trucks used to be sent into Mexico every picking season by corporations to recruit Mexicans to come and do the work? It's no picnic being out there in sweltering temperatures on ladders, picking fruit after fruit after fruit, or doing back-breaking labor, bending over picking cotton plants. We used to have slaves, and that's why slavery was justified at first. It was an economic issue more than it was even a human rights issue, although great human rights abuses were committed during those times. So now we use the Mexicans. And not only do we use them, we turn around and abuse them. We target them for arrest. We put them in detention centers. We split them from their children. We deport them back to Mexico when, in truth, if all of them were to go home, all of the people who are not here with green cards, all of the people who are not here as new citizens, if they were all sent away, our country couldn't function. You wouldn't go to your local grocery store and find such an array of fresh-picked vegetables. You wouldn't find your room clean at the hotels you like to visit. We are so amazingly willing to hate, to be intolerant, to nurse a bias and to nurture our prejudices, that it's really, that's the sad part. That's what's pathetic, and that's what needs to be changed. If we could just get the stories, if we would look behind the scenes and see that the only thing that's wrong is our meanness and our coldness when it comes to human suffering. I lived in southern Arizona for a number of years, and I lived right near the border. A lot of Mexicans would travel the deserts, and a lot of them died in those deserts. There were organizations down there who set up water towers so that people at least wouldn't die of thirst in a horrible, horrible way in the deserts as they tried to get up here, having been told that people were looking for their kind of labor and they're wanting to provide for their families back in Mexico, where they couldn't make enough money to provide. That is, by the way, what has driven America from the beginning, is people wanting a better life. That is not a crime. It should not be criminalized. But anyway, the towers were put up, and what happened? People that had bought into the illegals are illegal, they're breaking the law, they're criminals. The ones who bought into that garbage, that hate-mongering, went out there and toppled those water towers time after time until finally they quit putting them up, and the death toll has continued to rise of children, of women, of young men dying of thirst in the desert. That is beneath us, And we like to call ourselves a Christian nation. We like to say that we believe in God. But no God is going to look on that and say, oh, that's a wonderful thing, the way they treat each other. Check into the illegal immigration problem, and you'll see that they are vital to our economy. One other thing I would like to correct is they're not able not only to get on our welfare system, but they can't get onto our unemployment systems. They can't bilk us. That's not what they're doing. We're allowing ourselves to believe that that's what's happening. If any illegal earns a wage and he is being paid by a company, he is paying into unemployment compensation. He is paying into Social Security, because that's the law of the land. So don't be quick to believe what we're hearing. It's got to stop. It's got to stop with each one of us, particularly with those of us who believe there's a better way to live, that we can live in harmony, that we can live in peace, that it's not a war of each of us against each other, but rather it is a situation of the people at the very top trying to convince us to do harm to each other so that they can continue to exploit us on every level. So that's it for today's show. Thank you for listening. Your feedback is always welcome. Just email us at shout@theflypod.com. Until next time, this has been My Two Cents with Marianne Stanley.